get our weekly City Hall update during this school vacation week, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
Doing fine, thank you.
Just saw some flakes flying by my window.
I haven't looked at the forecast, but hopefully it's not too bad.
Not today. I think tomorrow night, and then again on Friday, and then again on Sunday. It's one of one of those winters, Mayor.
I get it. It is what it is.
It is. But it is school vacation week, so kids can be using the outdoor activities for winter, for sure.
Definitely. I remember my grandmother saying, well, in the fresh air, it's get that rosy red cheek. It's funny how things are different, you know, today. So much different than when we were kids. But, no, it's good stuff. I mean, I know the rink's been getting a lot of use.
And yes.
That was the whole point of it, give families an opportunity to do some things, particularly on vacation time. You know, and, of course, we have the other rec programs going year-round. I've often said it's a very family-friendly city with all the services we do provide.
No question. It was very evident yesterday on the Hancock Adams Common with the Winterfest. It seemed to be a big hit again this year.
Yeah, I know that we went more inside, as you know, this year. Mm-hmm. We tried some outdoor stuff, but it gets very expensive, too, with all the tenting and heating and so forth. So we did have some good indoor programming, and I understand we had more people than we did slots, so that's unfortunate. But still another nice activity for our Quincy families, for
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. No question about it. And plenty left to do this week as well, both in and outdoors.
For sure.
The sledding will get pretty popular at Furnace Brook Golf Course, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
I was hoping we could talk a little bit more about the new firefighter turnout gear that you'll be requesting funding for from the City Council. You mentioned it during your State of the City last week, Mayor.
Yes, and I know several months ago we held a press conference about the issue. It's pretty astonishing when you think about it, right? We were buying gear for guys to protect them from all of the things that go with fighting fires or hazardous material incidents, et cetera, and then to find out that the gear itself has cancer-causing agents in it, the forever chemicals, PFAS, is just unacceptable. So we are continuing to work through the legal side of things, but I don't want to wait another day. We will be requesting of the City Council an appropriation. I haven't got the final number yet, but somewhere between $2.5 and $3 million, which would buy every firefighter two sets of gears, along with the equipment that goes with it, the gloves, the boots, et cetera. And the whole point of two sets, as we talked about before, was, you know, they go in an incident and, fire, et cetera, and this gives them the opportunity then to come back to the firehouse, throw that gear into the extractor, the washing machines, put the other gear on if needed for the next the next call. So it's pretty basic, Joe. They already put, there's a lot of question about occupational cancer and what it does to firefighters. Their cancer rate is much higher on average than the average person. So this is something the least we can do to help protect them and their families for the future.
So as I understand, you've been able to find turnout gear that is free of the forever chemicals?
Yes, actually, the local 792 and the fire department command staff, they actually went out to a factory down in the Carolinas and inspected things, looked at the backup stuff, and it appears that this company, if you get the name of it off the top of my head, Joe, mm-hmm. but does provide manufactured gear that is cancer-free.
Which is what the initial gear was supposed to be, right?
Imagine that. Yeah, that's what we were promised.
So are they still being forced to wear the current gear with the chemicals in them?
The chief has instituted a policy where they don't have to put it on until they really have to put it on. For example, if they're going to a medical, they don't need the gear to go to a medical and necessarily. So, obviously if it's a car fire or a house fire, then yes, they would need to do it. But sure. There are many other incidents they don't need to put it on for, so
okay.
That's kind of the compromise right now until we get this squared away.
Yeah, try and minimize the exposure. So.
Correct, yep. So
once the appropriation is approved, when do you anticipate the new gear arriving?
They tell us about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Which is pretty good. I mean, with all the buying we do, as a city in the last few years, how long everything takes. Mm-hmm. You know, like apparatus, 3 years, in some cases four. So it's nice to know that we can get this in a matter of a couple of months.
Sure. So, and are you hoping to recoup this ultimately from this lawsuit against the other company?
Well, at the very least, the stuff we purchased,
yeah,
with the understanding that it had nothing in it, absolutely.
Okay.
We'll be pursuing that.
Okay, very good. Good news for sure. Mayor, I wanted to ask you about an item that came out of the news last week regarding the city's request to the state Supreme Court to allow the statues to be installed at the front of the new public safety complex.
Yes, as you know, Joe, the city is being represented by the Beckett Fund at no cost. I know the plaintiffs are being represented by the ACLU. You know, it's my understanding from day one, the Beckett Fund was prepared to go all the way with this. They feel that strongly about it. They've never lost a case at the U.S. Supreme Court, by the way. So they took the case, and they're the ones that managing the case. They're doing the briefs, and I don't think we have a date yet, but yes, we'll be filing and then appearing before the Massachusetts Supreme Court.
How is this different than the appeal of the injunction?
Well, you're asking the wrong guy because I'm not an attorney.
Okay.
It's felt that the injunction was not legal from our team. So that's one. Two is the overall, they felt the overall issue was really missed by the judge at the local level. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We're blessed, fortunate to have the Beckett Fund handle this thing. It's not costing us a nickel, so we'll see what happens.
And does this supersede the Superior Court case, or do you know how that works?
Mass Supreme Court is, that's it.
Okay.
The Massachusetts, correct, yep. That's the top rung.
Where are the statues right now, Mayor?
They're still in search.
Okay, so are they in the city?
No, they're not. They're okay. In a complex outside the city.
I see.
Company we deal with owns.
As I understand, the police department's pretty much moved in, is that right?
Yeah, almost all of it. I think patrol this week. I think the first roll call will be probably sometime this week. Yes, they've been gradually moving over, you know, the detectives, the various departments. There's a lot of divisions, as you know, within the department.
Yep.
A lot of missions within the mission, and everyone seems to be very pleased. We'll continue to work through the punch list, which is normal under any construction project, but particularly one of this size. So contract will continue to adjust and fix those items they come across as the department begins using the space. So good stuff, absolutely.
And is the fire administration also moved in?
I don't know if they've moved in yet.
Okay.
I know the fire chief's been in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think there definitely was some partial, but as you know, it's purely admin with the fire department. Mm-hmm. We have no apparatus there. But it's going to be a very nice space for the public when they do have to deal with the fire department, fire prevention and inspection on, alarms and so forth. It's going to be a much better experience for the public than trying to navigate the old central firehouse in Quincy Ave with no, you know, ADA access,
yep,
et cetera. So this is going to be a great move for the public.
Oh, yes, I had a chance to tour it with the chief a few weeks back, and it's stunning for sure, no question. Notice
absolutely. And there's areas where, you know, before the public come in and there weren't any rooms really to bring the public in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in a lobby with other people around trying to communicate their situation. It just wasn't healthy overall. So this will have all the necessary bells and whistles and rooms and resources to deal with pretty much every issue we anticipate.
Yeah. I noticed some big trees in front of the old station taken down last week. Is that in preparation for demolition?
Yes, indeed. And then, of course, once that's done, there'll be a lot more trees planted on site. So this site's going to be a lot more greener than it was before.
Sure,
sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Good to talk to you, Mayor. I hope you enjoy your vacation week here.
That's no different for me, but thank you, Joe. You also.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
It's Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.